8:35, Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time for our weekly check-in with Susie Landers from downtown Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. And guess who's here this week? It's actually... It's actually Susie Landers.
Good morning. Good morning. I know. I've been, my schedule got a little carried away the last couple weeks, and I had so many conflicts, and I knew Bubba would be quite capable of coming in and keeping you up to date.
So here you are making a guest appearance on your own show.
It's been exciting. I have so many things to talk about.
Oh, and we have Trina Barrett from the Chamber of Commerce here. Hi, Trina.
Good morning, everyone.
It is welcome. It's good to have you here. Welcome to the studio. So what do we start with here?
What are we going to start with?
You know what people have been asking me about?
What?
Is Bridgefest.
Oh, all righty.
People have been asking me, what's going on with it? Are we going to have a parade? Is the Rotary going to sell food? What's the deal?
Right, and I'll just touch on it for just a second, and actually, Trina, you can pipe in if I'm giving the misinformation.
Sure.
I do know that like a lot of people have come up to me also and said, I heard there's no Bridge Fest. I heard all these rumors. Yes, 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 there is a Bridge Fest. There is a festival. And to the best of my knowledge, it is now called Bridge Fest Feast. That's the Rotary end of it.
Correct.
Yes. Trina, go ahead, fill in on that.
Well, the Rotary has changed from Seafood Fest to Bridge Fest Feast, and they are still doing all the food and such, and they're taking over some of the stuff that Bridge Fest used to do. Bridge Fest Committee has shrunken over the years, as we all know. So the Rotary has stepped in and started taking on some of those responsibilities as well. There is still a Bridge Fest committee, and there's still going to be a parade. There's fireworks, there's vendors, there's food. So not anything for the community is changing. It's just the two committees now have kind of joined a little bit in forces. And in my perspective, I think it's going to help.
Now, a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. First of all, when will the parade be? Because there have been rumors going around that they might move it to Saturday.
That was a discussion, but it has been settled. It will be Friday night.
Okay, same time, same place as usual?
Yep, it will go from Hancock to Houghton this year. Parade lineup is a little bit earlier. All those who are entering in will get all that information with their registration. But the parade will start at 7. It'll start over by Geno's in Hancock and then come over into Houghton.
Now, if the Rotary Club is not serving seafood, what are they serving?
That is not in my department. I've heard several different items. I know there are several restaurants from the area that are coming and they're going to be doing special menus or menus from their restaurants. I've heard some of the menus, but since that's Rotary, I don't really want to get into that. I would prefer Rotary to come in and talk about their event.
Okay, because that dovetails with what I had heard, that they were going to involve. They were going to widen the variety and involve some local restaurants, and that was going to cut back on the volunteers needed to. It was a huge volunteer effort.
Correct.
That Rotary had to put together.
Yeah, I think it was 800 plus hours for Seafood Fest. Yes. Yeah.
So and give a chance to for some of our local restaurants to show off their stuff, because we got good stuff here, you know.
We do.
We got okay. So we've got that.
Well since we're let's continue here, since we're talking with Trina, because this is another follow through with. Remember a couple weeks ago, and I had this idea. Hey, let's start this walk with me through your downtown or through your Houghton.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going around the corner now, because remember last week Bubba talked with
Bookworm. Yeah, we were at the bookstore.
We're at the Bookworm, right? So now we're rounding the corner, and we're going to talk with Trina, who sits at the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber.
And I'm really glad you looked both ways, because that's a very busy street there.
No, it is. So not only everyone thinks that the Chamber is there for is only visitors, and it's not. Trina is just... is all. Trina knows everything, okay? So I've been up at the office, because I used to be on the chamber board. People just in the community will even call, Trina, I need them looking for a plumber. Who's on your list? Maybe you need an accountant. Who's one of your members? A lot of people are very focused on supporting businesses that support their community. So you don't have to be a tourist in this community to use the services that we offer there. Right,
correct.
Trina?
Correct.
jump right in.
You know, that's what the chamber is. The chamber is about the community. Granted, with one person on staff right now, we are looking for an executive director if anybody wants to get the resume in.
Because that's been posted for a while. Is there a deadline?
It has. It's a great opportunity for somebody that is very community-driven.
There's not an actual date deadline. The deadline is it's open until it's filled.
Okay.
But we do have a committee on our board that is going through resumes as they come in, and they're taking action with all that. But yeah, we are about the community. We like to post events on our calendar. We like to have businesses do business after hours for networking opportunities. Our eggs and issues, the third Thursday of every month for more networking. And that's what really the chamber's focus is, networking with other businesses. Learn about other businesses, learn about their successes, their struggles, what they did, how they succeeded. So, and that's one of our focuses. We like to help the tourists that come into the area. So all the businesses listening, please get your brochures and we could use them. We have a lot of spaces to fill. But, yeah.
And let me mention
businesses,
too.
How does a business join the chamber?
It's simple. Come talk to me, first of all, or I can have a board member stop and talk. We have a couple very active board members who like to go out, talk to you about new membership, talk to you about your membership. Give me a call at the chamber and we can set something up. But, you know, chamber membership, that varies anywhere from $200 to $4,000. We have five $4,000 memberships. They're called our superior partners. We have our leadership partners at $2,000. We have developing partners at $800. And then our community partners are at $200 or $400.
Can an individual join?
Yep, an individual is $60. And that's no business affiliation.
Okay, that makes you a little bit forgotten partner out in the corner.
It's not a forgotten partner, but... And it just gives you more access to talking to businesses that you might not usually have at some of our networking events. And it just shows your support for the community and the chamber.
Okay, very good. Stop see Trina at the chamber building, the Hodge Center, and she will answer all of your questions about the Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly. So I just think it's a great little gem that we have here, and a lot of people don't utilize it.
Correct.
Like I said, I was there one day when Trina got a call and someone wanted to know if we had sharks in Lake Superior. So I'm just telling you, she knows everything. Right, Trina? Do you remember that?
We do. We get the very serious calls and we get the funny ones as well.
So anyway, moving on now. So
because you have a long list here.
I have a list because, you know, I haven't been here for a couple
weeks. Your list is longer than Santa's.
I know. I do want to mention coming up, though, we have the Farm on the Day event that's going to be at the Bookworm parking lot, which is on June 7th. So that's always exciting. I remember last year, you know, you come around the corner and you see all the farm animals.
Yeah,
and
we talked about that last week too.
Great,
yeah, the petting zoo that's coming in. Bring the kids. Lots of fun.
So one thing that I also, Todd, what have you been asking me for the last few weeks? And I keep spinning you off.
I believe me, it's on the list here. What's going on with the old backroom building?
Well, funny you should ask. Actually, Todd, I'm happy that I can finally give you a little update. So 2 days ago, actually it was on Tuesday, the new owners took possession of the I like to call it the old Kirkish building, because I keep saying Kirkish and everyone says Kirkish is selling their business.
It was actually the Odd Fellows building originally. Yeah.
So anyway, I almost have like a little press release here.
Okay.
So I wish I'd have brought my glasses.
Here, you want to?
Hang on. All right, here we go.
You want to try mine here?
So here's what we've got. No, those are too thick. All right. Seriously, no.
I could hold that over here if you like.
Here we go. Airwave is bringing the water sports industry and indoor recreation to downtown Houghton. Okay, Todd? Got it?
Okay.
This includes a retail store, lessons and rentals on the lake, and various indoor activities. All right, ask me some questions now.
What is this?
Going to be all water sports. Okay, first of all, that main floor, that area, not the entire thing, because I think they possibly are going to be looking for partners in that first thing, that main floor.
Okay.
But anything like paddle boards and water skis, anything like that. Any accessories for your boats, things like, you know, anything water driven.
Okay.
Shall I say. And then there's going to be, as they also mentioned, some indoor activities, but we're going to leave that kind of in that gray area and we'll bring that up. We'll detail that out a little bit later.
All right.
But you're going to see some major changes in that building.
That's really exciting.
We're very excited. It's two young gentlemen that have a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and I think they're definitely going to bring some highlights and some energy to downtown Houghton.
That's really exciting. The building is already looking better than it was, say, a year ago.
Definitely. And, you know, they're only a hop, skip, and a jump from the water. So this also plays into our big master plan, basically, of including the water more, using our waterway. We have this great canal, and we're not using it.
Yeah, that's one thing that has surprised me since I moved here. And obviously our summer is short. The water doesn't really, in most places, heat up to comfortable swimming levels.
But you get those nice suits on.
Yeah, but, you know, jet skis and boats and things like that.
Right, the paddle boards, as long as you don't fall off, you don't have to really hardly get wet.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But no, so we're really excited. Like I said, we've been wanting to bring more activity to the waterfront. And when their business is up and rolling, there's going to be opportunities, like they said, to do rentals and things like that. So we're excited.
Do they have a timetable for opening?
To tell you the truth, I would like to think in the next couple months, I mean, before summer's over, you will see something. You'll at least see the smaller end of the retail end of it.
Okay.
They're probably saying, no, Susie, they didn't say that.
And what's it called again?
It's Airwave. Airwave.
Airwave. Okay.
Anyway, the other thing I have.
You have glossiness.
I do have glossy.
We are glossy.
Once again,
Lake Superior magazine with a big picture of downtown Duluth on the front.
Truthfully, I'm holding it up like I'm on TV, aren't I? Yeah.
You are, yes.
Hang on, let me put the camera over here. We'll do the show by webcam.
Anyway, if you see the Lake Superior magazine floating around our community, I think a lot of people actually have a subscription to this. But if you turn to page 29, you will see that our downtown is highlighted.
Yay! Hooray
and
for us.
They're actually talking about the streetscape project we did a few years ago. It's a great article. There's some great pictures. And it just really shows how we went, how the transformation. It has a couple construction pictures in there. It has a picture of the concerts. I'm showing like I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't read it yet, so it's nice for me.
They have some great pictures. It's really great to sit back and read the article and realize really what we did was pretty monumental.
Yeah, that was a significant project.
We did. And we raised the bar. We really should be proud of what our downtown did.
And I'm really, really pleased with how it has worked since it was done. I've seen people overthink these downtown projects over the years, and they come up with fancy stuff that people can't drive through, and everybody complains afterward. And this is, it's very attractive, but it's also very functional.
It is.
And they really put good thought into it, and it's been a real asset.
And it has held up. Do you remember everyone saying, it's not going to hold up in our winters. It's not going to. It has been phenomenal. We've had no issues.
Good paving blocks hold up forever.
They do. They do. And it's all about how you lay them.
Yep. What's on your list? What else do we have to here?
Well, let's see. What's on my list? I wanted to also mention, since we already talked about the Bridge Fest feast, that we have the Summer Art Music Fest coming up on June 21st.
Yes, and if you want to get a booth, you want to get in touch with the Copper Country Community Arts Center.
Give Cynthia a ring.
And they will set you up for that, because if you want to get a booth, May 30th is the deadline for making application.
Our summer is already just winding up. It is great.
I know. And Memorial Day weekend is next weekend.
Exactly. And then in a few weeks, 7 weeks, it's 4th of July, and then we're going to be, summer's almost over. We're getting ready for winter.
Yeah, I got to start prepping.
So we have, but then we have the Copper Country Firemen's Tournament, which you've already spoke with Bubba about at the end of June. So I'm just trying to point out that there's so much going on in your downtown. In your whole, it's not just about downtown. It's about the cities. You know, it's about the Houghton and Hancock getting together and doing events and bringing people in on top of the new businesses we have. And in a couple of weeks, we will be bringing the new owners of the Odd Fellows building in.
Oh, I will look forward to meeting them and talking with them about their new business. And if folks have questions about downtown Houghton or an idea for something in downtown Houghton,
please,
Susie, how do they get in touch?
Give me a jingle, 906-370-3110.
Very good. Thank you, Susie, for coming in.
Thank you.
Trina, thank you for coming in from the Chamber
you.
Of Commerce. And again, if you have questions about the Chamber or activities, Trina's a great resource, and you can find her basically glued to the chair
at
the Hodge Center, because she's the only person we got right now. So thank you both for coming in. I'll update the forecast in just a moment here on 97.7 The Wolf.
DeForge Auto.
Bring in 5 non-perishable food items to DeForge Auto for our local